This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Gracias por el recuerdo.
He's trying to tell us something. I know I'm dumb, but translate, chum.
In English, please, senor.
I said how lovely it was.
Why'd he say so?
Now he's a show-off. You made such a wonderful I'm afraid that I danced like a chump.
Well, that's all right.
And I'm sorry I gave you that lump.
Well, I don't care. It might grow hair.
Hi, I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Grasshopper, the virtual phone system designed for entrepreneurs. Go to trygrasshopper.com/TV Confidential. Trygrasshopper.com/TV Confidential and save $50 on your order.
Hi, this is John Barber, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Hey, I may never go back to NBC.
Ed Robertson welcoming you to the ninth edition of TV Confidential, a radio talk show about television. Our friend Bob Mills is with us here in the studio for part two of our conversation about the television career of Bob Hope. Bob Mills spent the better part of two decades as a comedy writer in network television, including 15 years as a staff writer for Bob Hope, beginning in 1977. Bob's book, The Laugh Makers, not only provides great insight into Bob Hope, but takes you behind the scenes of the last two decades of the network variety show, while also paying tribute to the gag men and gag women who made it all happen. The Laugh Makers is available through Bob's website, laughsillustrated.blogspot.com, also amazon.com. It's also available as an audiobook through audible.com, audible.com. You can also find it through Kindle as
Kindle,
an ebook.
Yes, indeedy.
And we'll have all these links linked up to our program summary at tvconfidential.net. While we're looking at the cover, interesting cover in that it's a picture of Hope surrounded by his writers, which is a nice photo opportunity.
Yeah.
But just getting to know Hope through your book and just, you know, talking informally as we've been doing off the air, that's kind of misleading because Hope actually worked over the phone a lot.
Yeah, he did. But he worked closely with us whenever he was in town. Mm-hmm. He was just on the road a lot. His major occupation was a live performing. He loved it. He would go from town to town. Sometimes he'd have three or four dates in a week, and he'd fly from one city to the next, and he'd call me for material all the time. He's updating the act and putting in, you know, news items. And I'd say, where are you? And he would literally have to look at the stationery and read the name of the city. He would forget where he was, you know. And I said to him one time, geez, how do you put, I mean, go from one hotel room to the next. He said, no, I love it. I've got a great view here of, it looks like the dump down there. he was self-deprecating. You could toy with him, and he loved comebacks.
Yeah.
When I hadn't been with him long, then I felt that I was in a road picture and I was playing Bing, because he would give you a little dig, and then he wanted you to say something back, you know, like you heard in the road pictures. So it was just great, because he laughed easily as long as you entertained him, mm-hmm, with top drawer material. And as you can tell, I'm a Top Drawer comic.
Absolutely. Right? We only have Top Drawer comics on our program.
That's right. Oh, boy. but we did have a lot of fun with him whenever he was around, because you can imagine getting to know somebody in the actual profession got them where they are. That's different from just knowing somebody playing golf with them or something like that. And by the way, I was invited to play golf with him several times and turned him down. I would always turn him down. Why, you might say?
Why, Bob?
Well, his longtime manager, Elliot Kozak, came to me after I had been with Hope about, 6 months. And he said, "You play golf, don't you?" And I said, "Oh, yeah. I play once a week with four guys, you know." And he said, "You know, Bob is going to invite you over to Lakeside and when they have an opening. Don't do it." And I said, "Why? I'd really love to play golf with Bob Hope." "No, you wouldn't." I said, "Why not?" He said, "If you perchance got lucky and beat him, he'd never forgive you."
Which goes back to the competitive thing.
Very competitive, And you've known people like that. And why take a chance? Mm-hmm. My career's going along great, and I don't want some flash in the pan day at the golf course to interfere. So he would call and he'd say, "You want to go over and hit some balls with me?" And I'd say, "Geez, I have that little pain, you know, that you get right below your ribs." "Oh, yeah, you can't play with that." Yeah, it's very common among golfers, a little tiny muscle there that, and you can't swing, you know, until it goes away. So I would always make an excuse, and I didn't regret it. I didn't regret it because Elliot played with him and said, it was they play closest to the hole, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he'd say, "I'd be 25 yards ahead," and Hope would be back. And he'd say, "No, wait a minute. If you look at it from this angle," and then he'd go up on a hill, you know, or something. and Elliot would just shake his head. And he just passed on. Elliot was quite a guy. He had been with the William Morris Agency, mm-hmm. and then went with Bob and managed him for about 35 years. And really traveled around with him and just was the nicest guy. And an agent, not only an agent, but an agent that my agent had to negotiate my contract with. So, I liked him personally, as did Hope.
Mm-hmm.
One thing about Hope, it was not easy to get a job with him, obviously. He handpicked everybody. Mm-hmm. But once you went to work for him, you virtually were set unless you did something really bad, because he just never fired anybody just to get new blood, you know. He liked certain people around him. If you fit with him and fit with his personality, which he made sure you did before he hired you,
mm-hmm.
And you had that simpatico, you were set. Larry Gelbart worked for him when he was young, about 17, 18 years old. And Larry said you could not get fired from Hope. To get to leave Hope, you had to quit and go somewhere else, which he finally did, went to another show or something. But he wanted to do films and things and moved on. But that's why Hope had so many people around him for so many years, like Elliot for 35 years. He had Don Mirando, the makeup man, for 40 years. He had Barney McNulty, the cue card guy, about that same amount of time. He would hire people from vaudeville for smaller roles, like his stand-in mm-hmm. was named Alan Kalm, C-A-L-M, or K-L-M, K-A-L-M maybe, I forget. But he had worked with him in vaudeville, and he remembered him. He was Hope's age, about. And he had the same coloration and about the same size, so they could use him to set up the shots and fix the lighting so that when Hope came out, the lighting would look the same on him as it had on Alan. And it gave Alan work, you know. If you notice, every year we, on the Christmas special, we would do a Silver Bells. Mm-hmm. And Hope would sing Silver Bells with the female guest. And whenever the female guest couldn't sing or dropped out for some reason, Dolores would sub once in a while. And we have some clips of her singing with Bob. But whenever we would use a sleigh with a driver,
mm-hmm.
a driver of any kind, that's another old Hope vaudeville guy, and he would hire them because needed the work, you know. He never forgot his old friends whom he liked. and was that kind of guy. So he made very few enemies that I knew of, really. Of course, why would they tell me?
Going for your first ever run around the park. Literally running errands all over town. Running for the finish line and your personal best. If you run, you're a runner. Find the shoes and clothes to run your way at newbalance.com/running. New Balance. Run your way.
45 years of the Rockford Files. Revised, third edition. The complete history of the Rockford Files on television, now completely updated with more than 20 new interviews, additional photographs, and a whole lot more. 45 years of the Rockford Files. Available now at rockford45.com. Rockford45.com. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.